Hey everyone, welcome in to a special editorial here for the KE Report. This is a special editorial because I want to bring everybody up to speed on some of the changes that have been happening on the show, on the website really, throughout this whole year. I think a lot of people, at least our longtime listeners, have noticed all the new companies that we've been bringing on, and even some new guests in the precious metal space. That is all thanks to a new partner that I'm bringing on to the show. You guys all know him, but you all know him under his moniker on the website as Excelsior. Excelsior's real name is actually Shad Marquitz, and Shad has been really working with me here throughout this year. I reached out to Shad at the tail end of last year and said, hey, look, Shad, the business is really growing here. I'm bringing on a lot of companies, and quite frankly, I need some help, and I want to go through and work with somebody that is knowledgeable in the space. And I think we all appreciate all of the comments that Shad provides throughout the week. Really, well, since the last, I believe it's 11 years that Shad's been commenting on the website. All are a lot focused on companies and a lot of the due diligence that he does. I think it's great due diligence. He's already been a huge help on the pre-call banter that goes on before we start recording, coming up with questions, bringing up some different moves in these markets that I have incorporated into some of the interviews. I'm letting you all know this because Shad is going to start taking part in some of these interviews. A similar thing that I did with Al almost a decade ago now, where we're going to be tag teaming some of these interviews. So you'll be hearing more from Shad on the editorials, and eventually he'll start running some of his own interviews. So what you guys can all expect here at the KE Report is more content coming out of us. Still a big focus on companies because we have seen a lot of interest, and quite frankly, a lot of the comments and emails that I get are very much focused on the companies. We are here to try to help all of the investors out there learn more about companies and get the questions that all of you have asked answered for you all. So Shad, I'm going to bring you on here. This is the first time you're being recorded on the KE Report. I really want to talk about your background in resource investing because, as I said, you've been a commenter on the site for about a decade now. How did you get into the sector?
Well, hey, Corey, and thanks for bringing me on the KE Report. It's been a pleasure working with you, by the way, and I've enjoyed this year so far, meeting all the different guests that we bring on and learning about the companies and taking deeper dives. So it's actually been a lot of fun, and I look forward to growing the site and making it better, and I love our community, and I hope that it helps investors. But my background was basically in the financial and insurance world, and I had run my own marketing companies, and I was just doing traditional investing for about 10 years. And then in 2007, 2008, right before the great financial crisis, I started hearing more about gold and silver and protecting your assets. And I actually sold a lot of things. I was having my own great financial crisis at the time. And I sold a huge coin collection I had. And that day at that show, I noticed a lot of activity over at the gold and silver bullion desk. And I wandered over there and just tried to find out what was the big deal. Somebody gave me a David Morgan DVD about investing in silver. I took it home and thought, oh man, I should not have sold all that silver I just did. And so I, in 2008 to 2010, I started stacking silver just as an insurance policy, as we often talk to people about. But then at the end of 2010, going into 2011, I started noticing the mining stocks had a lot more activity than even the metals did. And I was buying metal and then selling it back to different dealers. And I thought I could just be buying mining stocks. So like most new investors, I did a lot of dumb things. I made a lot of mistakes. I thought I was smart in 2010 and 2011. And then we had the big correction in the metals. And when things started correcting down in 2012 and 2013, I realized I really didn't know what I was doing in investing. And I wanted to protect against the downside. So I started listening to folks on our sites and other sites and learning about technical analysis and learning how to time entries and exits a little bit better using the charts, and continued to be a student of the industry and of the space. And then really over the last, I'd say 10 years, from 2011 to 2021, I've branched out in the resource sector across a number of commodities, a number of different areas in the space, and I'm actively managing my portfolio.
Yeah, Shad, you've been very on top of some of the new analysts that have come into the space, too. That's how we have guys like Steve Penny, the Silver Chartist, on the show, and a number of other newer newsletter writers. So it's been a pleasure to keep up to date, too, with how you are so active in the market and also following a wide range of who, what I think are very good newsletter writers. And that's one thing we also focus on here at the KE Report. But again, this focus on companies, you're constantly posting news releases and general rundowns of what's important about certain companies. When it comes to your style of investing, I've learned over these last about 4 to 5 months that you are an active manager. You actively trade in and out of these stocks, but you do also hold some core positions when it comes to precious metals and actually just resource stock investing. Can you summarize your style for us?
Yeah, and it's not something I'd recommend for everybody, but I actively manage a larger portfolio of stocks. I think of it more like managing an ETF, and I'm trying to weight it more heavily towards the producers and the mid-tier companies and some of the developers that have more established assets. And then, of course, like anybody, I can't help but take some speculative risk on some of the exploration stocks. But over time, I realized in the beginning I had taken too concentrated of bets in certain companies that didn't go the way I hoped they would. And you learn along the way to start diversifying, not just across the different stages of the mining, like the producers, the developers, explorers, and royalty companies, but also across different commodities. So I branched out from gold and silver into copper, into nickel and platinum and palladium. I've been investing in uranium stocks since 2010. So I've been very big on the energy metals when the lithium and rare earths and all that came along, a lot of the specialty metals. I branched out into those. So I track large watch lists. I have a lot of stocks in play. And I'm usually looking for the news that's going to drive those companies. And I'm also counterbalancing that with the technical setups. And then every day, every week, I'm looking at how to rebalance the portfolio. If I see a better opportunity in one than another, I may reduce my position in one and increase it in the other. So I'm a bit more active than some investors that are more traditional buy and hold. But I'm looking to get that edge through scalping off some of the base hits, but not always necessarily going for the home runs or the grand slams. And I found that it's been a good way to grow the portfolio over time.
Well, and it's also helping you and me now keep up to date on all these companies, because there are a lot of companies out there. And because you are such an active manager, you're following such a wide range of news. So as you guys keep sending me emails, you can also email Shad directly. That is shad@kereport.com. You can include both of us on that email and get both of our feedback in terms of companies. Again, Shad knows even more about the companies than I do. And it also helps us reach out to more of the companies. So really, guys, I wanted to just bring everybody up to speed. Nothing major is changing with the website. If anything, we are only getting busier. We're going to be producing more content and more company-focused interviews. So I hope everybody is excited about this transition. I'm excited about it because, quite frankly, we're bringing on a new team member and one that is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most knowledgeable out there when it comes to these metal stocks. And Shad has a lot of good questions as well. So everyone be ready for a bit more of a team effort when we come out with interviews and even more content in the near term. So hey, Shad, it's a pleasure working with you. I hope everybody is as excited as I am about this, and keep your eyes open and keep those emails coming. Again, my email, fleck@kereport.com. Shad's email is shad@kereport.com. Everybody, I hope you continue to have a great long weekend for everyone down in the U.S. and look forward to more content coming out of the KE Report.